This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are listening to Christian Crusaders Radio Ministry. The Reverend Steve Kramer will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, and printed copies of the sermon will follow the program. We thank you for listening today and invite you to join us every Sunday at this time for worship with us.
There is a lot of insecurity in our world today, and I don't know anyone who enjoys living with a sense of insecurity. Well, it doesn't have to be like that for you and me. God has a good word for us today about security for our lives. Let's pray. Almighty God, we praise you for sending our Savior Jesus Christ to take our flesh upon himself and to suffer death on the cross for our sins. As we meditate upon that Palm Sunday story today, may Jesus ride into our hearts and rule as the King in our lives. In his name we ask this. Amen.
Oh,
What a scene it must have been that first Palm Sunday. The streets were packed with people as Jesus arrived in town riding on that donkey. Suddenly, the people became excited, cutting down branches from trees and waving them in the direction of Jesus. It turned into a parade. There was cheering going on as many people got so excited they threw their blankets and coats on the street for Jesus to ride over. There was chanting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of David," they shouted. There was excitement and an air of expectancy and hope and celebration in the streets that day as Jesus paraded into Jerusalem. Why all the excitement? Have you ever heard the saying, "A picture is worth a thousand words"? In that grand entrance of riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, Jesus was making a declaration to people without saying a word, just like the prophets of old used to do. Instead of speaking, he gave them a picture that they were quite familiar with. Back in Old Testament times, Zechariah the prophet foretold of a Messiah king who would come riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. He would be a savior-like king. And God's people had been waiting for this promised king for a long time, waiting and hoping for this one who would come and usher back in the golden days of King David. So when Jesus came riding into town on that donkey, they got the picture, and they welcomed him as a conquering hero and king. Now, they did not really understand the nature of his kingship, as we see on Good Friday later that week, and they screamed for his crucifixion. But back to the story before us today. Do you notice something missing in this Palm Sunday description that Mark has drawn for us? We see the thousands of people in the street, a king arriving, King Jesus, excitement, chaos, waving palm branches, singing, celebration. Wait a minute. Where's the security? The usual trappings for a king entering a community would be an army of men protecting their king, acting as security, as protection. After all, didn't you watch the Inauguration Day parade on TV back in January as our new president Obama and family made their way down the streets of Washington, D.C.? Thousands of security people lined the streets to protect them. Millions of dollars were spent to keep them safe. Precautions of every sort were used to protect President Obama and keep him safe. But with Jesus, there was no security. And when you think about it, he was entering hostile territory. The religious authorities from Jerusalem had made it clear they didn't like Jesus or his message. The Romans weren't taking kindly to this talk of a new king for Israel either. It could be trouble for them. But Jesus went into Jerusalem with no security for himself. Why was that? Well, you and I know where this story is headed, don't we? He will be arrested on Thursday, crucified on Friday, led like a lamb to the slaughter, as the prophet Isaiah predicted it. He will, in the Garden of Gethsemane, tell Peter to put away his sword when he tried to act as Christ's security against the people that had come to arrest him. And he would go on to tell Peter that there are a legion of angels he could call down from heaven to protect him. But he wouldn't. Why? Why no security? No protection? It's really quite simple. He didn't want it. It didn't fit into the plan. God's plan. 3 times before Palm Sunday arrived, Jesus told his disciples along the way what would happen to him when he got to Jerusalem. He told them that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer and die and rise again. They didn't get it, they didn't understand it, but they soon would. Jesus will wear a crown at the end of this week, a crown of thorns. Jesus will be lifted up and enthroned on a cross. The king will rise again and be exalted, just as planned. Jesus was born for this moment. I came across an interesting reflection by a fellow named Philip Ryken as he reflects on Christ's entrance into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. He writes, "Most kingdoms do anything they can to protect their king. This is the unspoken premise of the game of chess, for example. When the king falls, the kingdom is lost. Therefore, the king must be protected at all costs. Another notable example comes from the Allied invasion of Normandy on D-Day, June 6, 1944. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill desperately wanted to join the expeditionary forces and watched the invasion from the bridge of a battleship in the English Channel. U.S. General Dwight D. Eisenhower was desperate to stop Churchill for fear that the prime minister might be killed in battle. When it became apparent that Prime Minister Churchill would not be dissuaded, Eisenhower appealed to a higher authority, King George VI. The king went and told Churchill that if it was a prime minister's duty to witness this invasion, he could only conclude that it was also his own duty as king to join him on that battleship. At this point, Churchill reluctantly agreed to back down, for he knew that he could never expose the King of England to such danger. But King Jesus did exactly the opposite. With royal courage, he surrendered himself to be crucified. On the cross, he offered a king's ransom, his life for the life of his people. He would die for all the wrong things that we had ever done and would do, completely atoning for all our sins. The crown of thorns that was meant to make a mockery of his royal claims actually would proclaim his kingly dignity even in death. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, Satan and all the enemies of God could say, "The king's dead." But that is not the end of the story. Because on the 3rd day, God said, "Long live the king." And Jesus came up from the grave, and he was royally enthroned as God fulfilled his promises and highly exalted his son, giving him all authority over everything in heaven and on earth. And that is why there was no security for King Jesus. He came without it so that you and I could have it. His suffering and death, which came later that week, had a purpose: to pay humanity's debt for sin. This king had come to die for the sins of the world. You see, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And there's no way that any one of us can fix that relationship with God. It was an impossible situation for humanity. But God, in His holiness and in His holy love, seeing that we needed a Savior, gave us a gift. On that cross, Jesus would take upon Himself the punishment and wrath for your sin and mine. On that cross, He would take our place and announce, "It is finished," which literally means paid in full. The mission would be accomplished. And on Sunday, God would raise Him up and say yes to the sacrifice. And God promises that all who will place their trust in His Son, Jesus Christ, and what He did for us, will be rescued and will have security. The security of knowing that I'm a forgiven child of God in Christ. I belong to Jesus. The security that knowing that as I go through life, I can leave my sins at the foot of the cross and be assured of the promise that it's all been covered over by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. When God looks upon me, He sees me as clean because of what Jesus has done for me. He rode into town without security that day so that I might have the security of knowing that whether I live or whether I die, I am His forever. He told us, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare that place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." If I were to die today, I have the security of knowing that Christ has prepared a place for me in heaven. Jesus rode into town without security so that I might have the security of knowing that the one who died and was raised will never leave me or abandon me or forsake me as I follow Him and serve Him in this world. For He has promised, "Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." This Jesus rode into town without security so that I might have the security of knowing, as I hear the bad news of the world around me and listen to others wondering if this is a runaway train out of control, I know that Christ holds the future. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. We will see Him again. He will appear not humbly on a donkey, but in majesty and power, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Behold your King riding into Jerusalem, humble, self-emptying, sacrificial, servant-like, ready to lay down His life for His subjects. What great love this King Jesus has for you and me. He rode into Jerusalem without security so that you and I could have it. You know, we hear a lot about people today looking, longing for more security in this world. We hear all kinds of things about the importance of national security, people being shaken by the lack of financial security with the economic crisis, insurance companies trying to sell policies in order that we might have security as we look into the future. I can't claim to know the future in regard to those issues, but I do know the bigger picture. A songwriter once wrote, "I know not what the future holds. Lord, I have no way of knowing, but I know the one who holds my future. So I have no fear of where I'm going." That's security. Dear friend, have you come to know the one who holds your future? If you'd like to learn more about him, why not talk to someone who knows him? Ask some questions about what security this king has given that individual. I encourage you to find a Bible that reads easily and begin to read through those Gospels of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John over and over again and get to know this king. He's not hiding. He's knocking and waiting. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. You see, Jesus came to ride just not into Jerusalem, but also into your life. Why not answer that knock at the door as you begin this Holy Week? And I want you to feel free to contact us at Christian Crusaders, and we'll do whatever we can to help you discover for yourself the ultimate security of trusting and following this King, who rode into Jerusalem without security so that you and I could have it, so that you and I could stand strongly on his promises. Amen.
Standing on the promises.
Let's say thanks to God with our prayer today. Gracious Lord, thank you for that grand entrance into Jerusalem to rescue us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Thank you for the sacrifice at the cross that was made for our sins. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you for the security that is ours to enjoy as we trust in Jesus and his promises. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, beside you to befriend you, behind you to encourage you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray that today's gospel message will be a source of peace in the coming week. As a nonprofit ministry, we are dependent upon the goodwill of our listeners in order to broadcast Christ's message throughout the world. For more information on how you can become a partner in sharing the Word of God through Christian Crusaders, please call us toll-free at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Contributions to Christian Crusaders are fully tax-deductible. Information on donating can also be found on our website. Read or listen to past sermons, see photos of our staff, join our mailing list, view a new slideshow of our history. All of this can be found by visiting us online at christiancrusaders.org. To request a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's sermon, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also write to us at Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders since 2005. Christian Crusaders is now in its 73rd year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.